Anybody. Praise God. We got a room full of faith-filled people, man. And we're like, okay, I'd have just risen up and said, yes, Lord, I'll do that right now. How many people would have been intimidated when he said, get them something to eat? Okay, a little bit, a couple people. Are you sure? Honest? Remember, you're in church. Guess what? That's exactly what Jesus is saying to you in this passage. Who is he talking to? Is there anybody here who's a disciple of Jesus? Raise your hand. Guess what? You give them something to eat. Are you intimidated now? Does that challenge you a little bit? If the application of the Word of God for today is you give them something to eat, and in that context they were talking to 10,000 people, Missy, where are you going? They're going to give us something to eat. Praise God. See, that's why she's the pastor's wife. Oh, man. Praise God. And you know what? The disciples felt as whacked out about that command as we do right now. They were just as clueless. They were like, yeah, okay, what? They didn't get it. They were like, man, he's always doing this to us. You give them something to eat. But you know, Jesus is so cool. He understands. He knows. In fact, he before he even asked the question, you know, what are we going to do about these hungry people? He knew what he was going to do already. He already planned it out. God had already told him what he was going to work through him. So he said, okay, Father, let's do this. Let's have some fun with the boys. And he takes them on a journey of faith. Here's what he does. Number one, he says, how much do you have? Because they were like, we ain't got no food. There ain't no food around here. Did I bring food? Mark, did you bring food? No, I didn't bring any food. Peter, you got any food? I ain't got no food. We don't have any food. And the first thing he does, he takes them on a journey. He says, okay, step one, how much food do you have? Go and see. So they ask themselves, you got any food? No, I ain't got any food. And they look around, well, maybe some of the folks got some food. Hey! Yo, hey, everybody, can I have your attention for a minute? Does anybody have any food? And this young boy. Do we have a young boy in here? How about this guy? This will work. Come on up here, brother. Does anybody have any food? Hey, well, anybody, I mean anybody, anything. Do you have any food? Go away, kid, you bother me. Does anybody have any food? No, come back here. Come back here. And you've come to tell me that
I have 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread.
Dude, well done. All right. 2 fish and 5 loaves. And you can imagine, multiply this by 10,000. Yeah! I'm first. You can imagine the throng of people running to the front. Thank you, brother. You better sit down before they get here. You could be trampled in the rush. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Okay, it's a start. They went out and checked it out. He said, go and see. What do you got to start with? So they checked it out. And how much did they have? 5 loaves, 2 fish. Okay, that's number one. Number two, he says, let's kick it up a notch. He didn't look at those 5 loaves and 2 fish and say, yeah, right. Like, what are we going to do with this? Why did you even bother? Give it back to the kid. Good grief, man. Taking the little boy's lunch. What are we going to do with this? This is ridiculous. We still ain't got nothing. He didn't say that. He didn't curse the food. What did he do? He blessed the food, and he gave what for it? Gave thanks, and he blessed it. He looked to heaven, and he blessed the food and gave thanks for it. That's the second step. Whatever little bit you do have, be grateful for it and bless it in the name of the Lord. There's power in blessing, man. You release power when you have a heart of gratitude and when you bless people and even when you bless the food. There's power released in that. So one, what did they have? They checked it out. Number two, they gave thanks for what they did have. And number three, he broke the task into little manageable bites. Okay? one step at a time. He told them to sit down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Manageable bites. Maybe they didn't have faith for 10,000 people. Maybe that was just too much to wrap their mind around. You know, sometimes when we face our problems, we look at the entirety of our problem, the scope of our problem, and we say, man, God has done some good stuff in my life, but man, I never saw this before. I never been here before. This is too much. And I don't have the faith for the entire scope of that problem, but maybe I have faith for a little bit of that problem. And maybe they didn't have faith for 10,000, but maybe they could have faith for 50. And you know, maybe it's a good thing they didn't have faith for 10,000, because what if God just suddenly dumped 10,000 people's worth of food there in their midst? They wouldn't have been able to carry it all. It would have been absolute chaos. You'd have had people climbing over each other. Food would have been flying all over the place. People would have been beating on each other. I mean, it just would have been. And so he breaks them into groups, and he puts what they have in little baskets, enough that each person can carry one basket. And the first person, he's like, man, I hope this works. There's a lot of people. It goes up to 50, and maybe he's got, just like a mustard seed, faith for 50. Starts passing around the basket. Son of a gun. Everybody ate. Everybody ate good. Oh, I'll try that again. So he goes to the next group of 50. That was cool. I wonder if it'll still work. Passes around the food. Son of a gun. Look at this. 50 more people got fed. Let me move to the next group of 50. I'm feeling pretty confident now. Wow. Check it out. It's still coming. It's still multiplying. But you know what? I'm going over to that group of 100, man. You guys go ahead with the 50. I'm checking out this 100 over here. There's a big dude in there. Boy, I bet I want to see this guy when he puts his hand in the basket. And the 100 people get fed. The food is still multiplying. And so as he goes, by 50, by 50, by 100, by 100, and the 12 go out, the next thing they know, they blink their eyes, and all of a sudden, 10,000 people have been fed to the fullness because they took it as they had faith to go. And maybe they didn't have faith for 10,000, but they had faith for 50, and the next 50, and the next 100, and the next 100, and the food kept multiplying as they went. So maybe the first time Debbie got prayer, she didn't have faith that she'd be able to leap out of her chair and, you know, dance across the room, do the duck walk or something like Chuck Berry. I'd love to see that. I'm still going to hold on to that. But maybe she had faith that God could at least touch her and give her some relief from that pain. And she felt that warmth around her leg. And all of a sudden that encouraged her. Wow. 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 I have faith to go for prayer again. I'm not completely healed, but I got enough faith. God touched me the last time. I'm going to get some more of this. And I'm going to get prayed for again. And I'm going to get prayed for again until that thing is complete in me. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, maybe I started out just getting a little relief in my knee. Maybe then I got relief in my other knee. And maybe by the fourth or fifth time I did this, all of a sudden now I can kind of bounce around a little bit. You know, like that video that Darlene posted on Facebook, you know, where maybe you can't really dance completely, but you can kind of bounce around like this in worship. And the next thing you know, who knows what God has in store? Because we get so discouraged sometimes. We go up and we don't get immediately, you know, total, complete 100% results. And we get discouraged and say, well, I'm not going up there anymore. But if you got enough faith for a little bit, that's all you need. It's like a mustard seed. And that little bit that you can lay a hold of will give you more faith for the very next thing. I don't know what kind of miracle you need today. I know there are a lot of needs in this room today. In fact, the way life goes, I think there's probably a lot of needs in this room every week. I think, you know, just as soon as you meet some of those things, fresh ones crop up. It just amazes me. And I don't know what kind of miracle you need in order to meet those needs. But I want to encourage you to do exactly what Jesus did. Number one, do a little faith inventory. It may not be as bad as it seems. You might not have zip. You might have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And maybe that's not a whole lot, but it's a start. Amen? So instead of just becoming totally overwhelmed and run over by your situation, start by seeing, okay, well, what can I give thanks for? What do I have to start with? And then when you recognize that, do that. Give thanks for it. Bless that thing and cry out to God and say, God, this ain't much, but I tell you what, it's a seed. Thank you for this. I'll take it. I will be grateful for it. And I'll bless this in the name of the Lord. Father, I pray you multiply this and thank you for what you've given me. And then take it one more step. If you don't have faith for the whole thing, ask God, how much do you have faith for? And then tackle that part with absolute and utmost abandon. If I got faith for that much, then go after that much with fur flying, man. Wrestle a hold of that thing by faith and take that for the glory of God. And you'll find that when you've gotten that little bit, maybe now you're encouraged to, you have faith and vision to get some more. Randy Clark has a book. I love this book. It's a little book. You can read it in one day. I think you can get it for like $5 or something. You can get it for free from me when Missy's done reading it. It's called The Thrill of Victory and the Agony of Defeat. Anybody ever read that? Okay. David has. Darlene has. Awesome book. He has these awesome little books you can read in a day. The first half of the book is all about the people that he's prayed for that had horrible, debilitating diseases and conditions and injuries, and none of them got healed. Doesn't that sound encouraging? Doesn't that make you want to read this thing? Woohoo! I'm next. And the second half of the book is all these amazing, heart-wrenching, just compelling stories of these people with these horrible diseases and injuries and conditions, chronic pains and conditions, and guess what? They did get healed. And in between is this little section of testimony of how God grew his faith over the years. A little bit here, a little bit there. And I just want to take a little paragraph out of his testimony and just read it and share it with you, because it's been so encouraging for me. Randy Clark says, and by the way, he has seen just countless multitudes of people healed of all kinds of different afflictions. And this is what he says in this book. In between the sections, he says, I never saw any stroke victims healed until after 20 years of praying for stroke victims. I never saw any stroke victims healed until after I heard about the dead being raised in Mozambique, and that testimony gave me a greater degree of faith. Then, in 24 hours, we saw 3 stroke victims healed.